My name is Hala, and today is March 28, 2018. And I'm speaking with my care worker, Christina, and we are recording the interview in Jacksonville, Florida. And I would like to ask her, what is something people wouldn't know about you just from looking at you?
I'm extremely unsure of myself, and I lack a lot of confidence.
All right, another question. How would you like to be remembered?
Most importantly, I would like to be remembered as a kind person, honest, hardworking. I'd like for people to be able to come to me with problems, things they need help with. I'd like to be known as someone that others can come to.
All right. Another question. If you could do any other job, what would be and why?
Actually, there isn't another job that I would like to do. I'm doing what I love to do. I chose this profession on my own. It wasn't something that I had to do, so it helps to like what you're doing, to enjoy your job so that your days are not labored and it's more fun to go to work than a drudgery. So, I like it here.
You like it here. And by the way, Christina, she's working as a lab technician. So, I guess that's your dream job, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay. All right. Another thing, what are the most important lessons you have learned in your life?
The most important lesson that I've learned in my life is to follow what you want to do instead of simply conforming to other people's expectations. To live for other people is miserable. You won't be happy, and
so basically, the most important things for you in your life is to be who you are.
Yep.
Right? And just do things something you love in your life.
Right. Not that I want. I'm not saying to ignore what others tell you, the things that they want for you, because most of the time when someone wants something for you, it's because they have your best interest in mind. They want you to succeed, especially if it's like family or friends. But ultimately, it is your life, and you have to make the decisions that are best for you, not decisions that are best for everyone else.
I agree with you. So I'm going to ask you a question. What is the hardest things you have ever had to do? Maybe related to
the hardest thing I've ever had to do?
Yeah.
After I graduated high school, my parents wanted me to go to med school. I had mentioned to them an interest in medicine. So I spent a good majority of about 8 years in college trying to pursue that, and at the eighth year I figured out that I actually did not want to go to med school. It's not something that I was passionate about. I wasn't interested in the workload. I wasn't interested in actually going to med school. Still interested in science. The hardest thing I've had to do is tell my parents, who had invested so much in me and in my schooling, that I did not want to do what they wanted me to do. I did not want to go to medical school. And I told them about working in the laboratory and being a medical technologist, and that's what I did want to do. And I had found a program at the school where I was, and my dad was pretty accepting about it. My mom, not so much. She was kind of mad at me, but a lot of crying and struggling over that. But once I got it out and got them to understand, everything was great. So
that's wonderful. Yeah, and it's interesting when you do something you love instead of you do something someone like it.
You do better in, like, even in schooling. Whenever I started doing schooling for what I do, I was better at it. I did better. I got better grades. I was more enthusiastic about going. It wasn't a problem for me to study like it had been before.
Oh, because so you're doing something you like.
Yeah, I was motivated. I had a reason to study. I wanted to learn the material. So
that's nice. It's very interesting to know this about you. Another question, who has had the biggest influence in your life and how?
Probably my dad.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, I know. Everybody always goes to the parents or a sibling or something. But he really has been the biggest influence on my life. He's a very laid-back person. It's very, very difficult to get a rise out of him. He doesn't get angry easily. So whenever I have a problem or something that I'm not sure about, I know I can go to him. I mean, since childhood, I wasn't treated very well by my peers. My dad was the one I would go to for that, you know, just sit on the couch and lean on him and talk, cry if you need to. And you know, like I said, with the schooling thing, I went to him first, not mom. Because
you daddy girl.
I am a daddy's girl.
Oh, that's
but even now, like with things that I'm just not familiar with, like financial situations, debt, buying a car, how all that works. Like I've things that I've never experienced before. He's the one I talk to about it and, you know, learn how to deal with certain situations and what it is I need to research and look at before I do certain things. So.
Oh, very interesting. So, question. I want you to tell me a story about what you learned from your biggest failure in the school when you was in school.
In school.
Yeah.
My biggest failure in school was actually my first year of college. I wasn't a party girl, but I was lazy. Mm-hmm. I didn't study. Came out of that semester with a pretty low GPA. It was in the twos.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
But I transferred schools after that year. I came home. I was out of town. I went to a college in Clearwater. And because of the way that I performed that first year in school, I was forced to drop for the summer and get a job.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, my parents forced me to drop out, get a job, and work. They had paid for my first year. So you understand why, you know, they wanted me to earn the money, and I had to pay for my next semester, my books, everything out of pocket. I did not have government assistance.
Wow.
So in that, I learned personal responsibility. When you have to pay for your own classes, you don't get any help, you study. You are going to pass, because if you don't, that money went down the drain. And I was told, you know, if I did well, they'd pick it back up again.
Oh. Oh, that's good. That's wonderful.
That semester, I got like a 3.5. So, but it was a good experience anyway to learn from a failure. You know, instead of being lazy, work hard, put everything you can into it, and do well. And it's don't take for granted the help that's given to you.
Yeah, I agree with you. It sounds very interesting things. Like, you learn from it, and after that, you right. work and, hard and for even, it.
Like, you're not blatantly taking for granted that, you know, I wasn't, you know, obviously taking for granted that my parents were helping me with college, but kind of in the background and, you know,
yeah.
unintentionally, you know, stepping on their hands, just kind of yeah. walking over the help that they were giving me. So yeah. that wasn't
I think they good. Just want to give you a little push so you yeah, can do better. Yeah.
Do what you're supposed to do, child. Don't be lazy.
Yeah. And I have another question for you. What is your most proud of in your life, and why?
Graduating, because it took so long. It's in all seriousness though, why graduating was my first major accomplishment. I mean, yeah, I graduated high school, but what am I going to do with that?
Right.
And like I was talking about earlier, it was a decision that I had made, a choice that I had made, and I finished the requirements for doing what I wanted to do and completed the choice that I had made.
All right, thank you. All right, I have a question for you. For some people have a background, identity, and talent or interesting that is so meaningfully they believe their application would be incomplete without it. If this sounds like you, Christina, then please, can you share your story with me?
Yep, outside of the science, I do like the arts. I draw, I paint, sketching, I do pottery, sculpting, photography a little bit, not super experienced in that, but all these things are things that I intentionally have kept out of any kind of job application. I don't do them professionally because I like to be able to do them without pressure. They're something that allow me, they're things that allow me to escape when I'm stressed out. I can just focus on, you know, the gradient of a pencil or the various strokes of a paintbrush, or, you know, pushing the clay into the center of a wheel, trying to center it and bringing up the walls to make just a bowl or a vase or a pot. And it's just something that allows me to de-stress, and you know, without it I'd probably be a very stressed out individual. And it's just also something that I really enjoy doing. I like the application of color and texture, and you know, even various shades of black and white. Just sketching with a graphite pencil has its own complexity, and you know, be very interesting to me. So
all right, Christina, I would like to thank you for having this time with me and make me interview you today and learn all of these new information about you. And thank you very much, and maybe I see you next time. Thank you.
Yep, see you later.